It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome in. Friday morning. Nice morning out there. Maybe a little still on the cool side, but you'll be all right. Going to have a great recovery. A great weekend in store for us, apparently. Temps in the 80s for whatever you've got planned outside this weekend. Carl, I think you're going to be sipping a little bourbon this weekend, aren't you?
Tomorrow night, yeah.
I'm hoping to make it by there.
At my Elks Lodge, if you want to come by.
Yeah, we'll see how that works out.
Manchester Elks Lodge, right off of Manchester Road.
I'm looking, kind of looking forward to that. I'm hoping I can do it. By the way, earlier, if you were listening to us and you listened to Kim, she was talking about a movie called The 1916 Project.
Yeah, it's about abortion.
Yeah. And my about when abortion started taking off in this country, what it was really all about, eugenics and all of that stuff. And a friend of mine, Bev, texted me just a minute ago, Kim, to tell me that that movie, the 16,
Yeah, I was going to say, which I think was intentional, they did this.
The 1916 Project is going to be showing at the Pilar Foundation out on Clayton Road on Saturday, October 12th.
Oh, good. Okay.
And she said here, if you go to like Liberty Link, Missouri, you can find out more details on that. But it is going to be, they're going to have a public showing of it Saturday, October 12th at 9:30 in the morning on a Saturday morning out at the Pilar Foundation.
That's great.
That's in Ellisville.
I do think they intentionally put it, labeled it, called it the 1916 Project because people looking for the 1619 Project about slavery might get confused and accidentally type in the 1916 Project and then there they are watching a whole documentary about abortion and how evil it is.
If they would watch it, I don't know.
Well, they might turn it off once they
watch it.
That's true.
For sure. But we got still plenty to get to. We're going to talk to Tanya Powers coming up. You know, Missouri, Missouri Amendment 7. If you haven't looked over my voter guide yet, shame on you. But a Missouri Amendment 7 is important because it would prevent illegal aliens from voting in the state of Missouri. And it would also ban ranked choice voting in Missouri. So these are important things for you to understand that are going to be on the ballot. There are other states, in fact, 7 other U.S. states that have issues like that on the ballot coming up in November. We're going to check in with Tanya J. Powers in just a few minutes here and kind of get an update on this effort nationwide to make sure that we're limiting, at least asking the question, because you really get the impression that there is a concerted effort in this country through the attempt to give illegals driver's license. And then, of course, with motor voter laws, you have people automatically signed registered to vote when they get a driver's license, even if they're not in this country legally. Now, the question is, do they actually go to the polls and show up? Well, the Democrats are hoping so. And I think it's a big issue, and it's something that needs to be addressed in state legislatures all over the place. We've seen in places like California and some other places where they've allowed illegals to vote in municipal elections, which means they're on the rolls. What stops them from going in and voting in a federal election? I don't know the answer to that. I don't think anything does, to be quite honest with you. And Lord only knows how many have gotten away with that. So we're going to talk to Tanya about that coming up at 6:22. We got to check a business for you. Some new jobs numbers are due out today, having an impact on the market already. And we got in other news coming up at 6:45. But first, I want to take a look at our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I have never seen a Democratic Party and more shambles than they are right now when it black voters. If they are making ads like this, it means that the polling shows that they're worried.
Lawrence Billy Jones there on Fox and Friends talking about his perception that a pretty large percentage, much larger than people are expecting, of the black vote may be headed to Donald Trump this election cycle.
Kamala spent all her FEMA money, billions of dollars, on housing for illegal migrants, many of whom should not be in our country.
Amen. Donald Trump putting out the alarm last night, and I've been missing how he pronounces billions. Billions and billions of dollars wasted putting illegal aliens up in hotels while American citizens suffer with a paltry $750 promise down in these hurricane-ravaged states.
When we heard that Biden was just going to be, you know, flying around, it kind of just made us feel like, you know, just almost like it's like almost a sense of abandonment.
You think? I'll bet. That's a North Carolina resident talking about how she feels so far about the federal government and how they have responded to the hard-hit areas there in North Carolina.
So is MSNBC just, like, doing whatever it takes to get Kamala elected?
Yes. This news network is indistinguishable from the party.
There you have it. That is, of course, James O'Keefe, the O'Keefe Media Group. Carl pointed this out to me this morning. It's OMG.
Yes.
The O'Keefe Media Group. You know James O'Keefe. I mean, he was with Project Veritas. He founded it and then got kicked out of his own group. A little bit of a coup that went on there. But he's still out making these undercover videos, doing things that mainstream journalists just don't do anymore. And getting people to admit things that they would never admit in any other circumstance. So this time it is it's an employee from MSDNC admitting that his network is doing all they can to try to help elect Kamala Harris.
No.
In other words, admitting what we've known all along is that they get the talking points every day and then they reiterate them throughout the day. If you watch an interview with a Democrat politician, they just finish each other's sentences, the anchor and the politician, according to this guy. His name is Basil Hamdan.
What a cool name.
He's a producer for MSNBC.
I feel like these networks like CNN, ABC, MSNBC, they all ask at least one question where someone watching might be like, oh, okay, yeah. They asked a tough question. Like even the debates, you know, you had the Tim Walz question related to China and why he essentially lied about it. And it's like they make sure they slip in one of those and then the rest of them are either softball questions or they're doing something that would, you know, help that particular side, whether it be Tim Walz or Kamala Harris.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know who the undercover journalist was here working for the O'Keefe Media Group, but here is a little bit of her conversation with Basil Hamdan. Hit it, Carl.
So is MSNBC just like doing whatever it takes to get Kamala elected?
Yes. It hammers home the point that I'm making, that this news network is indistinguishable from the party.
Are they just the Democratic Party's mouthpiece?
Exactly.
MSNBC is the Democratic Party's mouthpiece.
Yes.
Basil calls MSNBC viewers brainwashed.
Yeah, that was O'Keefe there at the end. He always does some running commentary during these things. Go look it up under the O'Keefe Media Group and watch it for yourself. It's pretty extensive. My guess is Basil Hamdan is probably no longer employed today, if I had to guess. But he did have a nice red wine outing with whoever this undercover journalist was, it appears. All right. Quick break here. Tanya J. Powers coming up next with that story on all of these amendments across the country to ban non-citizen voters. We'll be back in a minute. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Interesting article yesterday, I thought, in the Post, and I think Channel 4 covered this as well. Channel 4 covered it for sure, with Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft and his concerns over the risk, the possibility of illegal immigrants voting in our elections. Now, you know, it's illegal. They'll always remind you it's illegal in the country for illegals to vote. Now, every time this was brought up, it was called ballot candy. We don't need this. This is unnecessary. Why would you attach this? It's already illegal. Why do we need something else saying it's illegal? Well, Ashcroft says he has concerns voting because education. He has concerns about it because these elections are foundational, is how he put it. And it is possible because the federal government and also our state legislature requires us to allow the federal registration form, but the federal registration form does not require proof of citizenship. This is what our Secretary of State was talking about yesterday. And there are ballot amendments in 8 states this year, including Missouri. In Missouri, it's Amendment Number 7. You can find more details about it on my voter guide at right there at 971talk.com. Right now, let's get to Tanya J. Powers of Fox News Radio. She is covering this story this morning on these ballot initiatives. Tanya, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You know what? I'm so glad I get to talk to somebody who's actually in one of these states. Because I've got questions. Like, has this been a big statewide thing? Have you been hearing a lot about this?
Well, they've attempted to add this kind of language into several issues in the legislature this year, and it always got kicked out because people, the opponents referred to it as ballot candy. They said, you're only putting this on here to make people try to support this particular piece of legislation, and they got a lot of criticism for it. But yeah, it's been talked about a lot, and I think primarily because they've seen situations in other states where, let's say, people in a big blue city might make it legal for people illegals to vote, or non-citizens to vote, I should say, in municipal elections. And what they're trying to do with this one in Missouri, that would prevent that. You would never, under any circumstances, a non-citizen would not be allowed to vote in the state of Missouri.
Yeah, you're right about the municipalities. There are 17 localities in the U.S. that currently allow legal non-citizens to vote in local but not federal elections. And that's an important distinction to that. And you're probably correct about that. About the what is basically already is it is already legal for non-citizens to vote in these 8 states. Just to kind of get that out of the way. This ballot measure would basically tweak these state constitutions to explicitly say that only citizens can vote, even though that's already the case. You mentioned your state obviously is one of those. North Carolina and Wisconsin. Are Idaho, Iowa, Kentucky, Oklahoma, South Carolina. That's the list of where these are going to be on the ballot in November. Y'all haven't started early voting yet, have you?
We have. Yeah, we started last week.
With an excuse. Okay. Yeah, absentee. With an
gotcha. Yeah, absentee started last week.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Yeah, I knew that it was getting close for a lot of states. I wasn't sure, who's. It's hard to keep that many in early voting dates and absentee dates in your head. So, yeah, that's why I wanted to know. I wanted to make sure.
Well, our Secretary of State brought this up yesterday, and the local news here in St. Louis covered it. The CBS affiliate, anyway, covered it. And his concern is, when you've got motor voter laws where people, non-citizens are allowed to sign up for a driver's license. Many times you're automatically registered to vote when you sign up for a driver's license. So if you know that these folks are on election list somewhere, what's to stop them from going and voting if they wanted to?
Right. I mean, yeah, and that I understand that argument. I'm sure that your state is probably not the only one that has pointed that out.
Yes.
Is Missouri also a voter ID state?
We did require voter ID, yes, to okay. Like you had to last time around, if you wanted to absentee or vote by mail, you had to go get it notarized to prove that you were who you were before mm-hmm. you could mail the ballot in. So,
gotcha.
They're much more stringent on that than a lot of other states are.
Yeah, this should be interesting. This is one of those things I'll be watching. I mean, everybody's obviously going to be paying attention to the presidential election, which is the big one. But there are some of these like this one that I will definitely be paying attention to see, you know, how these if it got enough support in these states to, you know, to tweak the Constitution and change it in November or not.
Yeah, well, we'll be watching it here as well. Tanya, thank you for your time.
Sure, thank you.
Yep, talk to you soon. Tanya J. Powers, they were covering the story nationwide. But this one, the one in Missouri, it's also important to mention, also bans ranked choice voting. I've covered this quite a bit when they tried to, they briefly had a campaign to get this in the state of Missouri, and it got defeated because it's designed to water down the election pool.
So you're saying it's both of those are together on one amendment?
Yes, it's Amendment 7.
Why would they not separate that? Because you might have someone who doesn't want to support a part of that and does with the other. I don't know. Like why couple them together? They do that a lot.
Well, it's about elections. I mean, it's a single issue.
Yeah, but it's two different issues related to the election process.
I guess, yeah.
I think they should be separate. Now, I don't want illegals voting, and I also don't want ranked choice voting, but I don't like that they're coupled together.
Well, I'm a yes on that one, in case you're wondering. It's the only one of the amendments or propositions that I'm a yes on this year. You can find all of my reasoning for that at 971talk.com. The Voter's Guide is up and available for you. Coming up, Nicole Murray on the jobs report due out today. All right, just wanted to let Janice get all those come-ons out of there. Can you believe it? It's been, what, 1970?
54.
She was 27 years old when she died.
27 Club.
On this date in 1970. Wow.
So that
math. What was the Kris Kristofferson song that she
Bobby
made
McGee.
Famous? Bobby McGee. And I just found out this last week when Kristofferson died that he's the one that wrote that song.
She would have been 81.
Wow. Can you imagine Janis Joplin at 81?
No.
She might have been well-preserved because of all the drugs she took into her body, I guess, is a possibility. Wow. Yeah. That's sad.
Can't
I can't believe it's been that long.
Janis Joplin?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. All right, let's get to Nicole Murray. I'm sure she's got all of Janis Joplin's music, right? Downloaded on your podcast, on your iPod.
Are we going to do this every time? iPods have not been a thing for how long now?
Like 10 years at least.
It's been a while.
Do you have it on your iPod shuffle, Nicole?
Your cassette tape?
Do you have it there? Yeah, in your cassette tape?
She got a CD mix.
Do you have a VCR, VHS version of her concert? Make sure you rewind it to get to the part
right
you want to watch.
Walked right into that one.
I'm forever calling AirPods the wrong thing, too, and it drives my family crazy.
What do you call them?
I don't know. Earbuds or
headphones.
I don't know. I just don't call them the right name, and it drives them crazy.
Yeah, you're
but
not
oh well.
Hip.
Yeah.
You're not hip. I'm sorry.
No, that's true. I accept that, Nicole. Hey, I understand there's some jobs numbers that due out today, right?
Yep, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Everyone is holding on to the, or what is it, sitting on the edge of their seats? Is that the saying?
Yeah, so I'm guessing.
It's Friday.
Well, I mean, it's because it could have an impact on interest rates and all kinds of things, right, around election time.
It depends on the number of jobs created. It depends on if the unemployment rate goes up or down. But I will get to the prediction of those numbers in just a moment.
All right. Hit it.
All right. So futures are slightly higher ahead of said jobs report. Thursday, the Dow Industrials lost 184, the NASDAQ down 6, and the S&P 500 down 9. Proficient Incorporated, a town and country-based consulting firm, has officially become privately held. In May, the company announced that EQTAB, a private equity group had agreed to acquire Perficient for about $3 billion. The deal closed this week and Perficient delisted from the NASDAQ stock exchange. Nearly 300 new apartments are now open at City Foundry STL. One Foundry Way offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartments and amenities like 2 rooftop parks with a yoga center, pool, and a covered dog run at Forest Park and South Van Eventer Avenues, valet parking, and a 481-stall parking garage, which is available to visitors of City's Foundry's movie theater, a food hall, and retail shops, also opened. Boeing and Virgin Galactic have settled a lawsuit stemming from the plane maker's work on Virgin Galactic's space tourism mothership. Virgin Galactic attorney Brett Williamson and Boeing said the lawsuit has been satisfactorily resolved by mutual agreement of the parties. The companies did not provide more information. Investors are bracing for today's release of the September payrolls report. Economists polled by Dow Jones expect that non-farm payrolls will show growth of 150,000. This is up from the 142,000 in August. The unemployment rate is expected to hold steady at 4.2%. Like I said, the report drops at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. The International Longshoremen's Association and the United States Maritime Alliance have agreed to a tentative deal on wages, effectively ending the ILA's first strike in nearly 50 years. The two sides have extended their existing contract through January 15th to provide time to negotiate a new contract. And finally, an interesting video game addition has been announced to kick off spooky season. The Sims 4 has launched a new Life and Death expansion pack, which allows characters to be reincarnated. The expansion also includes the ability to work as Grim Reaper, plan funerals, explore the afterlife, and live in netherworldly-themed neighborhoods.
Wow, sign me up.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I'll get it on my iPod. Can you download those to your iPod?
I'm going to say no, but this just seems like a little much. Like, don't teenagers play this game?
It's a little dark, and I'd argue that probably a lot of the teenagers who just willy-nilly go around shooting each other probably think this is what actually happens when you die, and therefore they have no value. Yeah, I'll stop there.
Are you a gamer?
Me?
Nicole?
Oh.
I mean, like, we're talking Super Mario Party and Mario Brothers.
I love
Mario.
We're
not like...
You're not big into Call of Duty?
No, I don't love that. Honestly, it's a little too intense because it really happens.
Yeah, so. I don't mind watching. I've watched my son play Call of Duty over the years, and it's very realistic. Number one, it's mostly, you know, World War II kind of stuff, which I found the historical nature of it interesting. But he tried to get me to play with him one time, and my character would just like I couldn't manipulate the controller. I just never done it enough. Mm-hmm. I'm walking around in circles and people are shooting me because I can't run and hide or kneel down or do whatever you're supposed to do.
So. I'll stick to Mario Party and Mario Kart.
Yeah, I've never been a fan of, like, I don't know, when the violence looks real and there's actually blood and then, it's a little too much for me.
I'm with you on that one for sure. Hey, have a great weekend, Nicole.
You as well. Thanks, guys.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I've never really... gotten into the video games.
Wasn't there
I have
some
friends who did.
Star Wars games.
Star Wars? Yeah.
Star Wars games are fantastic.
Wasn't there some study that came out that said something about the number one thing that women find as a turnoff was a guy who's super into gaming, like that is what he wants to do around the clock?
Well, I would think if they're smart, they would be turned off by that. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Which is why women Twitch broadcasters make a lot of money.
Twit? I don't even know what that is.
Twitch is it's a social media thing where you can watch people play video games.
Are you trying to argue that women actually do like it?
I don't know. Some do.
Well, some do. If they're gamers themselves, they would probably want a guy who's super into gaming. So certainly not all women. That does not...
You're not generalizing.
Yeah. I remember being blown away when I found that out, that there are people who make money selling access to allow other people to watch them play video games.
If they're really good at it, it's kind of interesting.
I don't think they pay to allow people to watch them.
It's
many people. I thought that so many people watch them, they were getting advertising.
Both.
It's both.
Both? So you're telling me that somebody would pay like a $20 subscription or more to watch some buffoon play a video game?
Yes.
Yes.
That's ridiculous. I'm judging you if you do that right now, if you're listening.
It's included, actually. You can subscribe.
Come on.
With Amazon Prime.
What a waste of time. You can't get that time back. Think of all the better ways you could spend that time instead of watching some clown play a video
like
game.
Like golfing.
Thank you. Now, I said this, and it was not popular at the time, to my son. I'm like, okay, well, get busy.
Does he do this? Does he pay to watch people play video games?
No, but he's the one that first told me that people do. And I'm like, okay, I've watched you play Call of Duty. You're pretty good at it. Fortnite, some of the other things he's done. I'm like, why don't you do it enough to get good at it and start making some money? I'm not that good. You'd have to spend 8 or 10 hours a day in your basement working on it, and you might still never be that good.
It's a sport. Yeah. Why don't you play baseball better, Mark, and then you could make money playing baseball instead of watching other people do it.
Well, I hadn't really thought of it that way, Carl.
Well, he's working on his guitar skills this year. It's almost the end of the year.
Wow.
Did he say that on the air at the beginning of January? We should pull that tape back. Yeah. We should, yeah.
But yes, esports are a thing.
We're supporting your dream. It was your dream to get better at playing guitar this year and maybe play us a song. So I'm just trying to be supportive here and encourage you to actually pursue said goal.
You need to get your head out of your butt. Focus on the real issues.
I'm just telling you.
The real issue is that you need to learn to play guitar.
I can play.
As you said,
a little bit of smoke on the
you'd
water.
Play us a song by the end.
And
of
hot
year.
Cross buns Uh-oh. Does Uh-oh. Not count.
Uh-oh, better get busy. Better get busy. All right, coming up, we're going to get to another news with Ethan. We'll be right back.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Country music star Garth Brooks has been accused of sexual assault and battery by a former hairdresser and makeup artist. The accuser, identified as Jane Roe, alleges that Brooks raped her in a Los Angeles hotel room in 2019. The lawsuit claims Brooks exploited the situation, believing he was entitled to sexual gratification from a female employee. Now, Brooks has denied the allegations, expressing faith in the legal system and stating that he has not been the person being portrayed. He also mentioned he's been facing ongoing threats and demands for money for over the past 2 months.
Ah, they tried to blackmail him first? Is that what the allegation is?
That's what he is saying.
I just wonder why now, you know, if it happened in 2019. And I understand it can be very intimidating coming forward with some of these allegations, but why wait 5 years later?
Didn't I hear that his wife is the one that originally, one that originally hired this person?
Trisha Yearwood.
Trisha?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Trisha Yearwood. Yeah. Trisha Yearwood.
I got to interview both of them when I was living in Des Moines.
Oh, wow.
They're a nice couple. I hope these allegations are not true.
Yeah, me too. That'd be sad.
We'll see. Eminem's family is growing as his daughter Haley Jade hinted that she is expecting a child. The news was revealed in Eminem's new music video, Temporary, where Haley Jade hands her father a Detroit Lions jersey labeled Grandpa, indicating that Eminem is going to be a grandfather.
Wow. Yeah, don't feel old out there. Eminem is going to be a grandfather.
How old is Eminem?
He's got to be 50, right?
Yeah, at least. He's got to be in his 50s.
Granddaddy Eminem. What's his real name, by the way?
Marshall Mathers.
I never remember.
Mr. Detroit.
I just think it's funny that it's not exploiting it, but he's like, I got to make a music video about this.
Yeah. 51. He's turning 52 in a week and a half.
Hey, if I had learned to play guitar, I would have made a music video when I found out I was going to be a grandpa. It's the greatest thing ever.
I mean, you know how to play. We should just film one.
I'm just saying,
it's
the greatest thing ever.
We could do a slow-mo of your grandkids running to your arms in a field, maybe.
I know.
This could be great.
Yeah. I may have to get that auto-tune, but we'll see what happens.
The Taylor Swift themed guitar that went viral after a Texas man purchased it for $4,000 and then smashed it with a hammer. Well, guess what? It's up for sale again. This time, it's going to go for a higher price, too. The man donated the guitar back to be sold on eBay, with proceeds going to benefit the student organizations, the FFA and the 4-H clubs. The guitar was originally auctioned at the Ellis County Wild Game Dinner, an event that raises scholarship money. And as of Thursday morning, the highest bid for this guitar was $6,500.
Wow. I thought the original story that came out is that it was not real.
It wasn't.
Oh.
It wasn't a real Taylor. If you look at the guitar, it looks like somebody slapped some Taylor Swift pictures all over it. Like, okay. It's kind of...
So someone's kind of still willing to pay $6,500 for a fake Taylor Swift guitar that's already been hit with a hammer several times? Am I getting this correct?
It's all for a good cause.
Yeah.
And then broadcast it on Twitch. No.
No.
See how we bring it back around?
Maybe Mark can play it on the audio of it on his iPod Shuffle.
Well, if the guitar is broken, it couldn't sound any worse, for sure. But go ahead, Ethan.
Tesla is recalling over 27,000 Cybertruck vehicles due to a rear-view camera issue that causes a delay in the display, the imaging, and it increases the risk for a crash, apparently. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration stated the vehicles do not meet federal safety standards for rear visibility.
When your car's a computer.
Yeah, with display screens potentially remaining blank for up to 8 seconds after shifting into reverse.
Ouch.
Tesla has released a free software update to fix the issue, and affected owners will be notified by mail by late November.
For the Tesla truck, for
the Cybertruck that looks like a spaceship.
$100,000 Cybertruck, you might have a computer glitch in it, and they won't fix it for 90 days.
No, a month and a half.
Month and a half.
It's still weird when you pull up next to one of those Cybertrucks.
They are so ugly.
I try not to look at it because I'm like, I don't want to give you the attention that I know you want right now.
But the windows are tinted,
Yeah, that's true. They come tinted, right? It's not like you're paying. Yeah,
it's weird seeing one in the wild.
There was one in my neighborhood, and I drove in. And I was like, "What is this doing here?" Like,
wow,
it was so ugly.
No, thank you.
Well, Mark, when we went to the distillery, there was one on Highway 55 going southbound.
Yep, you see them all.
It was probably coming to my neighborhood.
Could have been.
A recent survey by Car Edge reveals that a growing number of car owners, owe more on their auto loans than their vehicles are actually worth. The survey shows that 31% of American car owners have high monthly payments, higher than their value of their car, and 39% of the vehicles bought and financed in the past 2 years are in negative equity. The situation makes it difficult for owners to refinance or sell their cars, leaving them financially trapped. Now, EVs, those are electric vehicles, Kim, their owners are particularly affected, with 46% of them in negative equity. So if you've got an EV, apparently you can't resell it.
Well, that's,
or your loan's outpacing you.
That's written as though people, it's not their own fault for doing that. Get a cheaper car.
That is true, Sue.
Don't buy a new car because the second you drive that off the lot, it loses how much money in value.
I was going to say, that is 40%. A tale as old as time, because only during COVID, and Sue, I think you'll back me up on this because you and I had a conversation about this the other day. Only during COVID did the value of used cars actually go up for the first time ever, right?
Right.
Your car might have become more valuable for the first time ever, and that's not the case anymore.
Right.
You pay $75,000 for a truck and drive it off the lot, you've immediately lost 10 or 15 grand, like right there.
Just saying that price kills me.
Buy what you can afford.
Exactly.
Yeah. What? That's not the American way.
Yeah. Come on.
Charge it.
You're ruining the American dream there. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. One dime down, or whatever they say, right? Whatever it takes. All right, coming up, I know I'm just kidding you, Lita people. Don't get mad. Coming up, we'll get to J.J. Carafano of the Heritage Foundation and find out more about his take on what's going on in Israel with Iran. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.